welcome to Catapult Shots.
You better button your brain, you're in the nerd's domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Hi, this is Catapult Shots, and I'm Jessen, and I'm at Indie PopCon with...
Matt Hurt of the Obsessive Viewer Podcast and Anthology.
Can you tell me a little bit about the Obsessive Viewer Podcast?
Yes, the Obsessive Viewer is a weekly movie and TV podcast that covers a specific topic, whether it's a genre, trope, movie, or show. Each episode, we kind of talk about... We have a set topic that we talk about for about an hour, and then we end the episode with what we call a potpourri section, where we just talk about... whatever we want, as long as it smells good, what we've watched, what we're looking forward to. It's a lot of fun. We've been doing it for about 4 years, 214 episodes at this point.
You mentioned Anthologies. Can you tell me a little bit about that one?
Yes, so Anthology is my solo podcast where I basically take, I'm reviewing The Twilight Zone as a first-time viewer. I've never seen the show. I'm 31 years old, never seen the show. So I'm
really?
Yeah, so I'm going through it as a first-time viewer, kind of experiencing it. As a first-time viewer, and I couple each episode of The Twilight Zone with a bonus review of a movie or show that's related to the episode. So, for instance, The Monsters Are Due on Maple Street was remade in the 2002 Twilight Zone revival, so I did a bonus review of that. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. I also do bonus review series on more contemporary sci-fi anthology shows like Black Mirror and Hulu's Dimension 404, and then down the road I'm going to do Philip K. Dick's Electric Dreams on Amazon Prime. So it's a lot of fun. You can find that at anthologypod.com.
Nice. So, social media, where can people find you?
Yes, so you can find me at Obsessive Viewer on Twitter, and you can find the Obsessive Viewer on Facebook at facebook.com/TheObsessiveViewer. You can find Anthology at anthologypod.com and at facebook.com/anthologypod. If you want to, we do have a TeePublic store that just opened, so if you want like official Obsessive Viewer merch and everything, just go to obsessiveviewer.com/donate and click the TeePublic link. That'll take you to our TeePublic store that has all of our shirt designs, as well as some curated designs from other designers on the website of like interest that I like that I put. Like I have an album for Stephen King shirts, Dark Tower shirts, Parks and Rec, The Office, stuff like that. So go check that out at obsessiveviewer.com/donate. If you click that and buy something from the TeePublic store, we get a bit of a commission on that.
Nice. Well, like I said, we're currently at Indie PopCon, but is there any other conventions you plan on attending where people can meet you in person?
We do make an appearance at Starbase Indie every November, every Thanksgiving weekend. We usually do a panel. We haven't been contacted about that yet, but we should be doing that this year again. And also, if you're in the Indianapolis area in October, on October 6th, we do have a Shocktober in Irvington event, which it's a one-night event screening of short horror films from local filmmakers. We basically screen the horror films for the audience, we interview the filmmakers, and we raffle off prizes and a lot of like gift cards to Irvington businesses. And Irvington's a great little community just east of downtown Indianapolis. It's really fantastic. We rent out the Irving Theater for it. And all the proceeds from it go to the Irvington Historical Society, which is a great organization preserving the history and culture of the Irvington community. And it's a lot of fun. You can find more information on that at shocktoberinirvington.com.
Nice. Well, thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you.
This has been Catapult Shots.
You better button your brain, you're in the nerd's domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.